This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 16th. God's word to you today is keep. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 13, and it says, "From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done." There is a huge difference between sustaining a life that God has taken and taking a life that God is sustaining. Huge difference. If God wants to take a person's life, He alone reserves the right to do so. But you cannot take a life that God is sustaining. The fact that a person feels pain is proof that the life is being sustained. Pain just shows that something is wrong and the body is still fighting it. When you talk about death or murder, you are also referring to cases of abortion. The unborn child is made in the image of God. A lot of people get uncomfortable with the topic of abortion and cringe because they made bad choices. Many people have committed or sponsored abortion. However, the truth is that it is a bad choice to take the life of the unborn. I pray in Jesus' name that beginning from today, you will make better choices. It is a really poor choice because if you look at the people that would have been aborted, it is actually staggering. A lot of the icons today are people that were going to be aborted. Cristiano Ronaldo's mother was really bent on aborting him. It was the doctors that stopped her, and today she is the mother to a celebrity. In my opinion, Ronaldo should look for that doctor and pay royalties to him. Celine Dion, this amazing talent, was going to be aborted. Pope John Paul II was going to be aborted. In his case, it was the doctors that told the mother she stood no chance of having the baby, and they advised her to get rid of the pregnancy. But she chose to trust God, and the Catholic Church is happy she did. Justin Bieber, a pop icon, would have been aborted. His mother was just 17 when she became pregnant with him. Guess what? Steve Jobs would have been aborted. His mother was also young, and her family members pressured her to get rid of the child, but she refused. She chose instead to take the hard road, even if it meant begging to feed the child, and she actually did. If Steve Jobs had been aborted, a lot of us would not have the devices he pioneered. An unborn child's life is not just a potential life. An unborn child's life is a life full of potential. When that child is aborted, we are aborting God's image. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I birth and not abort your plans for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.